Good morning. Because the blackboard is, I am going to make an attempt to draw here later, so bear with me on that. But yesterday, we were in the midst of AAU basketball season, and I'm fortunate enough to have a team of boys, including my son, that we have pretty much tournaments now until the end of March, first of March. So yesterday, we were playing up a grade. Now, we have fifth graders. And I have fifth graders. Now, a lot of people have sixth graders. So in basketball, that makes a difference. All right, when your tallest guy can raise his arms, and that's what we got. So normally, I don't know how many of you know this, I handle losing just very poorly. All right, I'll just say it right up front. I handle it very, very poorly. Yesterday, however, was no exception at all. We lost in an AAU game by 50 points. 50. 5-0. That's 10-5 times. That's right. 50 points. We came out as flat as anything I have ever seen. Just awful. Now, I do, and I know this is probably hard to believe, I try not to yell at the kids. And it's important to me that I don't, because I worry about there being enough in the school that we have that the kids keep coming out, and it needs to be something that they continue to go. We got beaten our first game, but we got beaten our first game by maybe 18 points. But in our first game, we came out and we played. I mean, we did literally what we could do against tall kids. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, when they have a big kid, they throw it to it, and that's it. But in the second game, after we got down by 30, I'm going to tell you that we lost all hope. All hope of winning that game. I did. Now, I still had some kids that were trying to decide if they were playing defense or offense about halfway through the game, and the other team didn't have that trouble. But if there's a point where you go on, I always, with my own kids, I want them to be the one that takes the hope from the other team. Whether that's hitting the shot, making the steal, doing whatever. My definition of somebody that knows how to win a game is someone that takes the hope from everyone else. Hope, obviously, is what I'm talking about this morning. Hope is what drives us emotionally every day. You've got to have some hope when you get up, or you will not leave. If you have no hope when you awake in the morning that you're going to have some kind of a day, decent, rotten, or otherwise, you will not get out of bed. And I think the worst thing you can do is lose hope. God instilled us with hope when we were put here. When He gave us life, breathed it into us, we were given hope. Now, hope is not a wish. A wish is something that will never happen. All right? A wish is something that you don't have any faith in to get done. Hope is what you have faith will happen. When you are sick, you might wish to get better. But unless you have hope to get better, chances are you won't. And Romans 5:2, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Hope carries us along in this life. You need to rise. You need to stand up and have just a little bit of hope. No one day is without hope. It can always get better. If it's so rotten, you only can go up. Okay? At the end of that game yesterday, I just wanted it to end. I had hope that the game would end. I leaned back to the girl running the clock and I said, please just let the clock run unless we foul them. Let the clock run. I want it to be over. I had hope that in 5 minutes or less, it was going to be done. Hope drives you. Hope carries you along. In this life where we are given a lot of knocks once in a while, hope pushes you ahead. Okay? Hope carries you. Faith saves us, and hope drives us to faith. Before you have faith, you've got to have hope. Hope for something better. Hope that there is a life beyond this. Hope that you are going to be saved by Christ. Before you can have faith in anything, you have to have hope. Hope drives you towards an end. Okay? Hope drives you towards a goal. Everybody has had to at one time, or maybe will have to, write out a goal list. Goals are hopes. Goals are things you hope to succeed in. What does it mean to succeed in life? I would hope that it means something different in life for all of you. To be a success here, in this world, to a lot of people means to be a CEO, means to be the head of a company, means to be wealthy beyond all means, and go forward. Now I'm going to tell you today that I don't believe that that's success. Alright, there are a lot of earthly things that we can do or go on with. And when I was just starting to work, before I had family, to me, being a success meant that I was going to be the guy in that kitchen with the big white hat, not the little white hat, big white hat. They got to tell people to shuck the oysters instead of me shucking the oysters. Alright, I was going to be the big hat guy. The guy that could walk around, make him pick up his pans, clean up his messes. Alright? That was success to me. Now, since I sell to those gentlemen and ladies, success is something very different in my eyes. Now that I have children and a wife, success to me means a lot of different things. In Romans 8:24-25, for we were saved in this hope. But hope seen is not hope. For why does one hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. If you can see it, there is no reason to hope for it. If you can see that you are getting better, you just want to continue to get better. That is a seen hope if you were ill. If you are trying to achieve something as you go along, if you can just see it every day when you get up, okay, I want to sell more food tomorrow. If I can see that and I'm doing it, it's really not a hope. You know, it's just a continuance of another day. Hope has to be something that is in front of you, far in front of you, something that is achievable but that you need to reach for. Stand on your toes and reach for. I have hope of success. I mean, I will tell you, I don't wake up in the morning and just hope that when I get up, I'm going to limp along and do just the bare minimum I can do to make it. You know, vanilla. That's not me. You know, I don't hope to just along. All right, I want to get up. I want to go out when I leave the house, and I want somebody to remember me for something I did that day. To me, that's very important. And Shay agrees. You want to be remembered. I want to be remembered. Okay, when I walk out, I don't want to be walk out of the church, die tomorrow, and then say, "There's Troy." That's it. Short funeral. Here he is. Success here. And the way my goals have changed, I talked about the big hat. And then I chased him out. I talk about the big hat. Now I don't care if I wear the big hat. Now I worry about feeding my family. I worry about providing them with shelter. I worry about providing them with clothes. I have hope that I can do those things each day when I get up and I leave the house. I have hope that as I see my children in the morning, I'm going to take them to school and hopefully not start their day off really bad because I'm yelling at them for one thing or another, which does happen on occasion. My hope is that when I take my children to school, when I pick my kids up from school, when I hug them goodbye in the morning, when I tell them I love them, when I leave, when I go to bed, that they remember that. They don't remember me yelling at them. I really hope that's not the only thing they'll remember, but that they know that I love them. The most important things now in this life are to be able to baptize my kids, be there for that. I want to be present during that. And that's a very selfish thing, but I want to be there for that. I want to walk my daughters down the aisle, and I want to give my son away to the first woman that will take him. Sorry about that. I want success in death. When I die, I want to go to heaven. I don't want there to be a question at the end of my life, anywhere in my mind, where I'm going to go. I don't want there to be a question in my family's minds, at the end of my life, where I'm going to go. Because when I pass away, I want a little tears, because I want them to miss me. But I want them to know in their heart and soul that every time they enter this church building, they know where their father has gone. And they know where their mother has gone. All right? And their grandparents and their uncles. And I want that to be a presence in their mind each time they walk in the doors, each time they get up, that they know safely and surely where I'm at. Colossians 1:27. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory in this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, could people take away your hope? Do people take away hope from you in this life, in your day-to-day actions? Do people take away hope? I think sometimes people can try to take away your hope. There are those pessimists in the world, those negativos, the people that have no cares, no love, no anything, that exist to try and make your life sour. Those are the people we pray for every day, but those are still what happens. I've been reading a book called The Art of War. Here it goes. In war, in a lot of wars, you always end up with a front. And what a front is when two people from opposite sides meet. Okay, so they will meet right in here. Here we got the X's on this side. Because I'm not going to dry and draw stick, people. We have those right here. Oh. Okay? This is the front. Here's where battle happens. 1-to-1. Okay? This is where fighting happens. Day-to-day struggles happen right here. Now, when you are going against an aggressive team, a team of aggression, people of aggression, and usually people of aggression are people that want to pull you into their way of thinking, however you like to say that, pull you in. So, people of aggression continue to come together and to push. This way. And what you can always hope for is somebody is really strong to push. Now, a smart group will allow these people to push and to push and to push. Let that aggression come out and to push. Because as they push, they go farther and farther in. And then you have them. Okay? I'm not a teacher. Does that work? Everybody got that? Okay. Has that? Got it? You can tell I'm not a teacher. All right. Right here, we've got them trapped. Every day, you are met by someone who will try to pull you in. Every day, the devil is at work. The devil is not stupid. The devil is not someone that will fight you face to face. The devil is someone that will let you push and push and push until he has you circled and you have nowhere to go. Sin is something that draws you into the middle and will not let you out. Alright? They draw you in. It is so easy to go forward because they let you. It is so easy to go into sin and negativity because you're allowed. It's much harder to be smart, stay back here, just lay back and fight, than it is to push forward and go in. The minute you go in, you're drawn in. to sin. And the devil has you. That's it for the drama. The devil gives you hope as you go forward and you fight him, and he retreats, and then he closes the doors and has you. It takes away all hope. And the minute you lose all hope in this life, it's done. It's done. I think a lot of time hope is driven by hard work. As I said, when I get up in the morning, I expect to go out and I expect to do something. I mean, I expect to talk to somebody, I expect to do something, at least leave a mark on them somehow. Hopefully not to the negative. But I like to see that maybe the next time I come in. You know, it doesn't make a difference whether we show them something new or we add something that they like and put it on the menu as a special, whatever. You like to see a result from your labor, a fruit of your labor. Is it right to expect something from your hard work? As a human, I mean, are we driven to succeed because you never get to see a result? No. You know, I think it's right to expect the result. If you're a Christian and you are following God's law and you are doing what it takes to be a good Christian and a just super Christian here, is it right to expect heaven? Yeah. And what's the hope if you can't see heaven at the end of the tunnel? If you can't see the light, where does your hope go? I feel you should. I mean, I really feel that as we continue to work, we should not only desire heaven, we should expect it. And we should go that way with the expectations to earn heaven. I also feel that hard work brings reward. Now, on my work email, I have a quote that says, "Never let anyone tell you you don't deserve what you were willing to earn." And all that means is if you're willing to go out and do what it takes to get it, you deserve it. And you've earned it as long as you're willing to go through those steps, A through Z, to earn it. Philippians 4:17, "Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account." It's not always about gaining reward. I always go back to Larry George stopping on the side of the road. God, that's bugging me this morning. I don't know what the deal is. Stopping on the side of the road for people he didn't know. He always did it. No worry about personal safety, nothing. He just stopped and he'd help. If he could help him, he helped him. To me, that's quite a thing. Now, I'm on the road a lot, and maybe that's why it has so much bearing, but to be out there sometimes in the middle of nowhere and have that car just go bleh and die on you is the worst and lonely feeling that you can imagine. Cell phone towers won't pick up anything. There you sit. 3 miles to the nearest farmhouse. Maybe they'll be home. Maybe they won't. But you're stuck. And it's really nice to have somebody pull up and just offer to help. Even if it's just an offering of help, it's nice to have somebody stop and do that. Heaven are Christian rewards. The rewards we get from being a Christian aren't always seen. Sometimes they are. To watch a child be baptized, I think that's a reward. And I think that's something that God gives us. To have your child in the church each week with you, I think that's something to be. That's a reward. But they aren't always seen. Our heavenly gift isn't seen until we're beyond this life. Sorry, I lost my place. Not always pleasures of earth. Do we have them? I mean, is there any joy in this life whatsoever? Obviously not all the flat faces that are sitting there. This life is bad. I just don't like it. There are a lot of pleasures in this life. Now that AAU team I was talking about isn't always as bad as yesterday. A week ago Saturday, I felt great when we went home because we won. And we played good. But the real reward that we are searching for is the one in heaven. Philippians 1:11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Hope in God brings those fruits of your labor to the front. Because as I said before, with hope brings faith. Faith brings service. And I believe that brings you to heaven. There are a lot of little things in between all those steps, and you can't just do faith to hope to faith. That's not enough. But there are a lot of things that will take you to heaven that way, as long as you follow the steps to get there. As we get up each morning, and I'm a victim of this, I on Sunday earn 35% of my weekly check on Sunday afternoon. I absolutely detest working Sundays. Not because I just want to sit around in the afternoon, that would be nice, but we miss a lot of functions here because I have to go home and work. I can do some of it remote, but there are certain times I have got to be at a phone at a desk because I need to be hooked up. So that takes me away. So do I strive to hopefully maybe move up far enough that I won't have to work weekends? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah. At some point I hope to not be a commissioned salesperson and have that ability. The ability to where I'm able to not worry about that on Sunday and not worry about making enough money to, you know, keep my house going and pay the bills, feed my family. But to be able to then just sit here and enjoy a basket dinner, to sit here and enjoy the service after a basket dinner with all the yawns and smiles. All right? It may not mean a whole lot to many of you. To me, and please think about that, because it really, I like to be here for the afternoon service. So you have to have hope. Hope to take you beyond this day-to-day drivel, to bring you to faith in Christ, where you're going to look forward to your life in heaven. James 3:17. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Having hope, then faith gives reward. Your drive and desire for life needs to be there. You know, I have more memories of people that have been happy within the church than the solemn person that sits in back and just looks miserable every time they're here. Okay, all of you in your mind somewhere, I would hope, can picture the happy person sitting here. All right, whether it's Norley sitting in that bench grinning, because she does that time to time, makes you feel pretty good up here, I might add. Audrey does it. Pam does it. Mark never does. All right. But it makes you feel good when you're up here. Those happy people, people that are excited to be here, that is Mark, people that are excited to be here, that you can just see the joy in their face when you look out in the crowd or when you stand up and look around. Those are the people that really make you happy to be a Christian. They really are. You know, that solemn person that sits back there. Now, just because you don't grin all the time does not make you a good Christian. And that doesn't mean anything. But I think the world perceives us to see a happy person. I think they look for so many negative things in this life to bring down Christianity. I think that we should arm ourselves with a smile, if nothing else. 1 Peter 3:8-9. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. Now, I think knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing, is a strong, strong statement. And I hope you go back and look at that passage. As we do now, we do at the end of each service, we ask you to come and be part of us. Be part of us here at this church. Join God's church. as we offer the gospel invitation and stand to sing the last song.